When I talk about multinational corporation, what do you think about? You may think about their famous owners like Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates, or you may think about their amazing products like iPhone, iPad, Facebook, what you use every day, right? But do you think they can do something more fabulous? My dissertation works on the internal aspect of law and argues that when a multinational corporation internalizes law of a country, it can help those laws travel around the world. How can they do that, and what for? In traditional point of view, companies are regarded as money-making machines that maximize profits of their owners only. But a new trend of corporate governance changed that way of thinking a little bit. It asserts that companies should be responsible citizens in society, like you and me. So besides making money, companies should protect environment, protect consumer welfare, say no to forced labor, child labor, for example. To do that, first, companies should comply with law wherever they do business. But more than that, some companies, not all, some, consider obligation provided by law as standards of their behaviors, even where there's no sanction threatening them. In that situation, it is said that the company internalized law as standards of its behaviors. The internalization of law made by a company can be observed through its code of conduct for the third party, which requires suppliers of the company to comply with law wherever they do business. Otherwise, they are not allowed to join the company's global supply chain. It simply means that if you want to do business with me, I don't allow you to harm society. Let's make an example. Company A is a multinational corporation which have a global supply chain and it possesses an enormous economic power. When it does business in Canada, it internalizes Canadian law as standards of its behavior. Supposing that there are two Japanese companies in Japan entered into an agreement that fixed price of a product exported to Canada. That price fixing agreement may not harm business of company A, but it violates competition law of Canada and harms you, Canadian consumers, because it makes the product unreasonably expensive. It's hard for the Canadian competition authority to enforce law against those firms because they are in Japan, not here in Canada. So who can protect you? Who else can protect you, Canadian consumers? Thanks to the economic power of Company A and its relationship with the global supply chain, it can discipline those Japanese firms by requesting them to stop violating competition law of Canada. Otherwise, they would be excluded from Company A's global supply chain. So the internalization of law made by Company A gives competition law of Canada a transnational effect, so it can travel to Japan or around the world to protect you, Canadian consumers. Thank you.